Well, welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Bootwork Hour, brought to you by Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Carsville, California, located online at luckymojo.com and drkeone.com, located online at the domain name of the same, drkeone.com, also at congoroot.com. I'm your host, Dr. Keone, here in Cocoa, Florida, where my house is rocking and shaking because the space shuttle just went off and it moved badly. That tells me we're going to have a good rock and roll voodoo show tonight. And we're also here with our co-host, Dan Ironswood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. And, of course, we have you, our guests, here on the phone and online at blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoVoodooWorkHour. Now, if you want to talk to us, get in the queue by calling 818-384-8535. Once again, that number is 818-394-8535. We'll be coming to your calls here in just a moment, but first, let's get an update with our dear friend and colleague, premier boot worker in North America and around the world, Chad Ironswood, at Lucky Mojo Curio Company. Chad, how you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you. Having a lovely sunny evening, afternoon, after a rainy couple of days. It's very pretty here.
Yes, I heard from someone else that I was working with earlier this week that it's raining out there, I guess. Off and on, I guess, all week long, has it been?
Yeah, it's been that way. But it's cleared up now. Very pretty.
That's wonderful. So how have you and Sheba been this week and the rest of the game?
Oh, well, we've been working hard, just, you know, doing what we do, just having fun. The little baby chicks that I mentioned last week, they're all doing very fine, thanks to Nagashiba's great care, and and everything's nice.
You mean no roast chicken yet? No barbecue?
No, these chickens are not for barbecue.
Oh, darn, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm just having fun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I won't speak of roasting any of your pets if you don't speak of roasting my pets.
I don't have any to roast.
All right. All right.
My last little pet was Boo Boo, and Boo Boo died several Christmases ago. On Christmas Eve, and he's buried out underneath the palm trees, and the cats still come and sit on his grave and pay him homage, and he's sorely missed. He's really sorely missed. But I just haven't had the heart to have another pet after he died, to tell you the truth. You know? Yeah, he was our little Abyssinian cat, and he was with us for about 17 years. I got him when he was a baby. Yeah. But anyway, it's been a good week here and working and doing what we do and just enjoying life and talking with everyone from so many different places this week, in England and Africa and New Zealand. And, you know, they call from around the world just like they call you. And, you know, people have come to trust the names of drkeone.com and Lucky Mojo, the Curio Company, and they've become beginning to trust AIR, and that they can find quality, professional, psychic, and root work services. And I hear that constantly from these people that are calling me, and they are listening to these shows. In fact, do you know, I was just saying this to someone on the phone a few moments ago, prior to this show, do you know last week's episode? You won't believe how many times it's been downloaded on iTunes.
Really?
Just Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
Oh, I couldn't begin to. I'm not good with numbers. You tell me and surprise me.
Over 3,300 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have the statistics here through HipCast, which is where I upload the thing. Yes, over 3,300 times last week's show has been downloaded from the podcast directory on iTunes, and it's been listened to online maybe I think about 90 times or so, where people have actually listened to it online. That doesn't count the listenership that comes through the Blog Talk Radio interface. Okay, this is where they're going to the blogger archive that we originally set up, where I archive the show there, and they're listening to them online there. But also, the statistics count every time the show is downloaded into an iTunes player, you know, or MP3. And that's been over 3,300 times.
Wow. Interesting. We're really making an impact here. That's great. I'm thank you all. Thank you all, whoever you are who did that. Thank you all for listening. That's really sweet to know that we've reaching out to that many people. That's a thing I have to say here. At the Lucky Mojo Forum has over 3,500 registered members. Now, not all of those people post. A lot of them are what we would call lurkers, but we do have a lot of regular readers here at the forum. And I know that at your Ning site too, at myhoodoospace.ning.com, you have a lot of regular readers. So people are getting the word out, and they are. I've had people call me up, for readings, and they say, well, I listen to your radio show, and that's just, it's nice to know. Yeah.
Correction. I just went to HipCast here. Last week's show for 11/7 was listened to through the web player 78 times at the blogger site, where we have the archive, and the podcast 3,656 times.
Wow. So it just keeps on going up. That's great. That's really great.
Yeah. So we thank you, everyone, for supporting the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, not only by listening, but by calling us with your concerns and ordering the products that you do from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, and visiting us at our respective websites at LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com, CongoRoots.com, and our forums, and allowing us to be of assistance and service to you. And we want you to know that's why we're here. Someone said to me here a few days ago that they were so surprised to get a personal response from me, and that I actually took the time, and this was in my forum, that I took the time to actually give them, some free advice, in the forum. And I was like, why wouldn't I? That's why we're here, I can't just diagnose your case and so forth and promise you I'm going to do hoodoo work for you, but that's why the forums exist, for us to have this dialogue and to be able to give you feedback. But we can't give you feedback if you don't talk to us. And so it's good that we have these people here, and they are communicating with us. And we invite those of you who are lurkers, please speak up, because we can't help you.
That is something so true. And I have to say one more little thing about this before we do go to the calls. I'm a very what we might call it, just a pretty average person. I'm a pretty humble person. I don't have a lot of feeling of self-importance. And I'm always touched when people say, oh, I'm so honored that you would give me a reading. I hear this at least 5 times a week. Now, they paid for a reading, and then they say, I'm so honored you would read for me. That's sweet to hear, but I don't put myself on a pedestal, and I'm just a what we call just a worker in the fields of the Lord. I just work at what I do, but I am very approachable, and I hope that and you are too, Dr. K, and so are all of the people at AIR, Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. We're all very approachable people. What gifts we've been given, we know to share. We do need to earn a living at it. Obviously, there is a charge for our private time, but this is why the radio show exists. Is we want to give something to the community that doesn't cost, you know. And so that's how it is. And but people have sometimes called me and say their voice is shaking and oh my God, I'm so frightened to talk to you, and I'm just an average ordinary person, you know.
Amen. Yeah, I had someone who started crying on the phone, and she couldn't believe that she was talking to me. And I'm like, come on, please, you know. When I go to the bathroom, mine is brown just like yours. All right.
What I say to people is, we're doing the work that we were given to do, we're here to help. Enough said. That's it. But let's see if we can take some calls and say hello to people.
All righty. Well, let's go to your forum and let's talk to someone from there. What do you got for us tonight?
All right. The first one I have here is Ellis 19. And Ellis 19 is in area code 253 in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that one?
253, I surely do. Number 11.
All right.
Here. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me read what we get here. My ex-husband's woman has decided to sue me for defamation of character for asking how her 14-year-old son interacts with our toddler after it was brought to my attention that an ER doctor has raised the, quote, possible abuse, unquote, alarm on my son. It was not ever my intent to flat out accuse the child of anything, but they are construing it as such and have it in writing over Facebook, and I'm where I was defending my question. I don't believe she can get too far with this, but don't want to take the chance. Do you want a card reading? Yes. Do you want hoodoo spellcasting advice? Yes. And what date will you be on? November 21st. So, Ellis 19. Situation is a very complex one and a very unusual one.
Okay. And caller, you are here, Ellis 19. Your mic is live right now. And you're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
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 So the situation, when you posted this request for help, this seems like it was what we would call a situation in progress. And so I want to know, before we do the reading, has anything else developed since then?
Well, my son was taken to be evaluated, and they said no abuse has been had, which I was like, I didn't believe anyone was abusing him. I just think he's having a really hard time dealing with the divorce and now living in a different state with his father when his dad's in the military, so he's mostly experienced me growing up. So he doesn't really know his dad, and I think he was just having a hard time with stress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's what the doctors are kind of saying, you know, he's not abused, but now they're also saying he's autistic, but I don't believe that for 1 minute.
All right. How old is the child?
He is 3.
3. All right. All right. Well, so what's happened now is this your ex's new current person here is in a situation where she says she's blaming you for accusing her 14-year-old son when you only brought it up because this ER doc brought up this idea of possible abuse. Is that a good explanation of it?
Yes, and her 14-year-old has issues of mental instability and has, you know, a history where if something was happening, it would make sense for you to want to look at him. And they were taking it as, well, I can't hurt my ex-husband anymore, so I'm going to attack his lover and her children, and I just wanted to make sure my son was okay.
Right. All right. I'm going to, is it okay with you, Dr. Kionian, if I just lay down a couple of cards here?
Go ahead.
All right, because this one kind of calls out to me. I'm going to go through this real fast. I'm going to give you a real quick reading here. First of all, Knight of Swords. Knight of Swords is a rescuer. That's the ER doc. And this guy thought he was doing something good. He obviously put the wrong bug in someone's ear, and now the whole thing kind of broke loose. But he saw something wrong with the child, okay? And And so that is but he was unprepared. The Knight of Swords is a man, a knight on a horse who rushes back to rescue, but he's kind of in disarray. He has his sword out, he has his visor thrown back on his helmet, and the idea is that, you know, he's like so intent on rescuing and saving that he kind of makes a mess of it sometimes. He can be ill-prepared. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So he didn't mean anything. He just sort of like, whatever, it maybe re-stimulated something in that guy's own life. Something caused him to set off an alarm bell that he probably didn't. He was a little out of his depth when he set off that alarm bell. Now, the next situation is a situation that's unfortunate, and it's not a great, that's the present. And we have here the card of the Eight of Swords. So it's another Swords card. And that is a woman who is tied and bound and blindfolded and standing in muddy water outside a castle in a ditch with eight swords stabbed in the ground around her. So you kind of have been put into a situation where your power is somewhat limited. This the husband's new woman is, she's trying to get you in trouble or whatever. Okay, you can't quite see the extent of the situation. We sometimes call this tied and bound, and it can mean that she's doing some sort of a work to harm you. It may be magical work, it may be prayer work, and it may just be, you know, just an all ill-intentioned social work where she's trying to make a deal. You mentioned that this got on Facebook. This should never have gotten on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Well, it was through private messaging.
Yeah,
because
but it
their phones had gotten turned off, and so they're yelling at me through the internet.
Their phones had gotten turned off. Okay, this is just this is bad all around. There's too much going on here with these people, and this is just an ugly situation. The third card I get is the card of the Moon, and that shows illusion and delusion. And it can show a situation where there are impaired judgment, okay, well, just to put it mildly. So what I see is you've gone into a situation here dealing with some people who have impaired judgment, okay? Is she actually still really going to sue you? I mean, is she still pursuing that, or was that just a hollow threat? Because it looks like...
I don't know.
It
they
could be
said
just,
that they... They said they went to a lawyer, but they said this over the Memorial Day four-day weekend. And I'm like, there is absolutely no way you've seen anyone. No one was at work on the day you told me you went.
Mm-hmm. Memorial Day, you mean like in May?
Or, I'm sorry.
Or you mean Armistice Day or Veterans Day?
Yes.
Right, okay, November 11th. Okay, gotcha. All right, so... I think that they are delusional people. The Moon card is people, dogs and wolves howling at the moon. I see that there are some delusions here. And I don't know what they smoke or what they drink, but there's some, if it's just mental or something, but they are delusional people. And that's my judgment on this situation. What do you see, Dr. K?
Well, I see the same thing here. I have a tower card in the past here, this reading, but I'm looking more specifically to see how she needs to deal with this situation so that these allegations or insinuations don't affect her child, which is, I think, her primary concern, or am I mistaken?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So one of the things that I see is placing this woman, pinning her down under a rock on a water line. Now, I'm not sure you say she's in the state of Washington, okay? So, you know, you can take a fork and break it off, you know, and then use the tins of the fork or something along those lines. And you want to put this woman, right at the water's edge and pin her down in a hole. You can put in some other stuff along with that if you like. I'm thinking like goofer dust. I'm thinking something hard here, okay? And hot foot powder, those type of things. pepper pods, those kinds of things, and then put a large rock on top of it, a very, very heavy rock in the hole on top of her, and pin her down, and then let the water rise and fall on her until she drowns. She'll leave you alone. The other thing, that she'll leave you alone, and she'll be hung up. The hangman comes behind that, behind this reading, and she will leave you alone, and the outcome is the Ten of Stones for you and your son. You're going to be okay. But you need to put her in a position where she's going to be fighting for her life, and she's not going to have any time to mess with you. Of course, the other things that people will tell you to do, freeze her, you know, use alum, poppy seed, things like that, so that you can shut her up, bring confusion into her life. But I see here that you need to pin this woman down. I have stones. I have heavy stones here at the water's edge. Oh, yes. Okay, thank you, Infumbe. Infumbe say before you put the stone on top, be sure to put a mirror face down in the hole, okay? So there's a mirror, a small mirror that you want to put down there in that hole as well, face down, so that anything and everything that she even attempts and tries from this point on will be reflected back to her. The sun will heat up that mirror and radiate the spell as well at the water's edge. That's what I got. Sounds harsh, but that's what it calls for.
Yeah, and that does go along with this other thing, the card of the moon, too, because, there's this whole image of the moon and the water. Yeah.
It's funny that you say with the mirror, because a day or two after, I had put her picture and a name paper and a command for all of the stuff that she's throwing at me to go back to her, and I put it in an old makeup compact with a mirror in it and taped it up and buried it in a graveyard to get her to leave me alone.
Wow. All right.
Wow. Okay. All right. Great minds are thinking alike here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's good.
I think I even put some goofer dust in there, too.
Good. Good. There's another issue here about her and her son. Although her son did not abuse your son, I'm still concerned about, survival of everybody involved here and how they're all going to get through it. So I asked about what's going on with her. I get the Five of Pentacles. That's a woman with her son in the snow, and the son is crippled, and the woman is a beggar. And she and her son have issues. And this the phone got shut off thing. There's issues of money management. There's issues of mental management. Her son is troubled, but she's troubled also mentally. She's mentally a troubled person. I don't believe that her relationship with your ex is going to last all that long unless he goes downhill with them. Because
I used to be friends with the woman he left before that we are talking about, and she does have issues. Her son has issues. I know just as much of her dirty laundry as she knows my dirty laundry.
Well, sure. That shows some power on your part. The next question I have is a concern for your son, and now they've diagnosed him as autistic. Who did this diagnosis?
They say that they thought he was. He's gone to one evaluation, and they came out with he's not abused, he might be autistic, and he's going to do some more evaluations. But the only thing that leads to he could be autistic is he is delayed in speech because he has hearing problems.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got his ears cleaned out, his speech has improved, but that was immediately before my ex-husband took him to Oklahoma. So there's not been a whole lot of time in between here. And my ex-husband's mother is angry because when he and his brother were little, the doctor said they were autistic, but it was their hearing. So he's ignoring everything his mother has told him just because I think it's true, too.
Right. Got it. All right. Well, for the child, I see the child will be all right. Six of Wands is victory. The child will ride on to victory. The child will succeed. These are setbacks, and these are difficult situations. delayed in speech is not the same as autistic, and autistic, now they call it autistic spectrum, and so they're talking about such a wide array. It's not like what they used to call autistic back in the day when it was, you know, the ones who could never speak and who never could integrate socially. So now they kind of make a cast a broader net, and they lump all, you know, and they get social services involved, and they can get extra educational training and ABA training and mainstreaming and all that, you know, shadow guidance and all that stuff that they do. But this card, Six of Wands, says that the boy will ride on to victory. Okay, so he's okay. I'm sorry, what did you say, Dr. K?
I have the Wheel of Fortune here saying that he will, you know, eventually be okay. I agree with you.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune is a very good card, very Jupiterian card. And it's an interesting card. Wheel of Fortune is an interesting card because there are four animals in the corners in the Rider-Waite deck that I use, and they are all reading books and writing in books. And so one of the things when the Wheel of Fortune card comes up is I tell people you need to make sure you have a record of what's going on. A journal, and keep your paperwork. It doesn't matter what question we're dealing with. You could be dealing with financial issues, love issues, family issues, medical issues. When I get the Wheel of Fortune, I say things are going to turn out well, but part of the key to them turning out well is to keep it written down. Okay?
Okay.
So,
I don't want to do this call injustice here, even though we're taking a little bit longer with it. But let me ask you, Ms. Ellis, is there some emotional or temper, you know, things like that? Does your son show temper tantrums and things like that? Because I'm getting extreme emotions with him.
When he was younger, he screamed for the straight the first 6 months of life. And he had some temper tantrum problems for a while, but the past, since about he turned 3 in August, he's been very well behaved. He's been, I mean, he gets into a little bit of trouble, but if you tell him to stop, he stops what he's doing. And he's just always been a really good little boy. And he's just smart as smart can be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that question, Kat and Ms. Ellis, is because of the Three of Cups reversed in the future here with the Six of Swords and the outcome reversed, which says that there's something here that needs to be remediated because that Three of Cups reversed shows extreme emotions here. And that, you know, and it sits in the future. It may not be now, but it sits in the future. So since she's asking for advice on how to deal with her child, I'm thinking maybe we need to give her some advice to help remediate that before it ever happens, because it looks
right.
like it's something that's going to be triggered by some other events.
Yeah. My understanding, she's talking also about a child who screamed continuously as young, and you know that can well be that there was a like she said, this hearing issue or. There are things going on here. I would say, if it were me, I would do some prayer work around the child's health. Now, he's gone to live with his father. Will he be spending time with you? Is this permanent custody with the father? What's the situation?
We have shared custody. I'm supposed to have him winter and summer, and my ex-husband has him spring and fall.
Got it. All right. So when he's away from you, I'd like you to be doing a prayer altar for him. And I want you to have his picture. As he gets a little older, of course, you're going to be able to talk to him on the phone quite often. And of course, when he's with you, allow the father to talk to him on the phone because children have shorter memories. And so they, you know, you want them to stay in touch on a regular basis. One of my friends used to, when her child was temporarily in the custody of the father, she called every night and read a bedtime story every night, and that's a good thing to do. But I want you to make an altar, and I want you to have something. Do you have anything of this child now, like baby hairs or anything like that, that you have? Some little personal something, personal concerns?
I saved the hair from his first haircut.
Good. All right. So make up a little packet and wear it close to your heart, all right? This doesn't have to be a big mojo, especially if you're a lady who doesn't have a big bosom. Sometimes carrying a mojo in your bosom is a little much. So a small packet, okay? And well, the larger the lady, the larger the mojo is what I always say. So, but a small packet, a bit of your hairs and a bit of his hairs together, mixed with prayers, and you can sew that into just a little packet, a silken cloth. It doesn't have to be flannel, but just something like that, and wear that next to your bosom. You can pin it in your bra. Okay, I want you to have that with you all the time. I want you that to be a permanent part of what you do. You can make if you have a bunch of his hairs, you can make several of these packets if you want to. All right, and I want you to wear that by your heart. There's another way to wear something by your heart. Again, depends on your lifestyle and your choices as far as a decoration. A locket is another way to make such a thing. You can buy a silver locket, have his picture, your picture, both your hairs, seal the locket shut, and wear that as a necklace all the time. Okay. There's so many ways to wear this, but you need to have that on your body, literally on your body, either as a necklace or as a packet. And you can, like I said, you can make a couple of them. Another kind of packet or thing, ways to make these is, I'm sure you all have seen these little beaded amulet carriers. They're like beaded, like little Indian seed beading type project, like you used to do in the campfire Girl Scouts. And they're like a little beaded packet. They're flat, square. They sometimes have a little beaded fringe. They're on a beaded, twisted beaded. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Anybody knows what I'm talking about? I'm sure someone. I don't. Dr. K probably doesn't know what I'm talking about. But these little flat beaded, like a little medicine bag. You can wear that around your neck, and they're very nice to make such a packet in. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and they look beautiful. They look very pretty. So, so anyway, in other words, you need to wear something of him and you mixed together, saying, you know, my son, you'll always be my son. His name, whatever it is, picture, things like that. You need to be wearing that on you all times. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for the call.
Well, thank you for taking me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not a problem.
God bless you. Bye bye.
God bless. Wish you well. Okay, thank you, folks, for being patient with us. And one of the things that we do here is we try to give thorough advice. This is not a show where we're trying to get in as many callers as we can in the hour and a half format. We're moving by the Spirit, and some of these calls do take longer, and we appreciate your patience, those of you who are waiting in the queue to be called upon. We will get to you as Spirit guides us and leads us. So thank you once again. We're at the bottom of the hour, Kat, and we're ready for another call, aren't we?
Yeah. Do you want to take one from your site?
We surely will after this little commercial. Here we go.
The Lucky Mojo Root Work Hour is hosted by Dr. Keone and Miss Catherine Ironwood.
Okay, and we have area code 402, area code 402, which is from the state of Nebraska, and we have the name Azriel, A-Z-R-E-A-L. He's been waiting since around the middle of October to get on the show, and the synopsis of the case is that he's looking to get into the life coaching business, and he wants to get that off the ground, and he wants spiritual suggestions as to how he may apply this to mundane work. What blocks, if any, on this outcome should he pay attention to and work to overcome? So that's Nathan by the name of Azriel. And once again, hold on. Let me see here. That's area code 402. I have him right here. I believe this is him. Are you there, sir? Azriel.
Hello, Dr. K and Kat. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, very well, thank you.
We're well, thank you. We're well. Tell us about your situation.
Well, you know, it always seems, you know, I go out, I do give talks. I give talks on how people can improve their lives through my background, just to give you guys some details, is in neuro-linguistic programming. So it's interesting because it's helped to free people, but I'm finding myself stuck to get further. So I don't know.
So may I ask a couple of questions? Where are you located?
In Omaha, Nebraska.
In Omaha, Nebraska. All right. Well, that may be part of your problem. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I just have a very strong sense that location may be part of your problem. But let me because and you do neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah,
that's a very interesting. That's a very interesting discipline that not everyone knows about. But it's a psychological way of dealing with life, and it can be used for coaching and for other purposes as well. So, do you have any other? Let me say it. Ask this. Do you have any other credentials?
Oh goodness.
In other words, I'm sorry. Say
oh, go
again.
Ahead. Go ahead.
No, Waiting on you here. You said you. Do you have any other credentials?
You know, NLP is my biggest area. Besides just, you know, my background is just studying and magic and occult. But you know, that kind of gets a little weird when you're trying to help people and then you're bringing that into mix in Omaha, Nebraska, of all places.
I understand. All right. Well, there's another question I'm going to ask, and then we can go to some quick readings on this thing. The other question I'm going to ask is, have you ever thought of adding any other, we might say, training to your arsenal, such as hypnotherapy?
You know, I am actually going to be taking a coaching course further, coming up here in a couple of months. It's just a matter of, you know, getting myself out there, too. And
all right. And do you have a website?
Actually, I'm working on that in the process
right
now.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be real blunt here, and I hope Dr. K doesn't mind me saying this. I don't need to read your cards to tell you what your situation is. You are not yet. You need to get the saddle on the horse, in this partly you're in an area that is just we might call it a somewhat sterile area as far as doing the kind of work that you do. You are in a situation where you have not quite yet made the tools of your trade apparent to the public. How old are you?
I keep forgetting that. 29.
All right. And what sign of the zodiac are you?
Taurus.
A Taurus. Okay. Well, I'm a Taurus myself. So I'm going to speak as one Taurus to another. What I would like to see you do is I'd like to see you build at least one website that advertises your services in a logical way that people can understand and that is a well-built website that does not use Flash. Okay, and this is just simply practical advice. And come back and ask me this question in 3 months.
Okay.
It's nothing is holding you back but a lack of a plan. Now I will read the cards, okay? I said I could do this all practically, but I'm going to read the cards for you because I do want to see if, first card right off the bat is the Knight of Pentacles. Okay, this is sometimes known as the Earthly Knight. And this you're a Taurus, so this is you. You're a young man. You're not yet a king of pentacles. You're a knight. So this man is on a horse, and he is all suited up in knightly armor, and he's going to go off to be brave and strong and conquer the world. Way far away in the distance, we see some oak trees that stand for the security and the longevity of his projects that he wishes to accomplish. And he's been over there because he has oak leaves on his helmet, and his horse has oak leaves, big, beautiful black workhorse. And between him and those oak trees is plowed ground. So you've plowed the ground. You've made all the first steps, but nothing has sprouted. And now he holds this coin in his hand, and he's going to set off for a war, and his horse is at a dead standstill. He's all harnessed up here, but he's not ready to go. So you've made all the right moves. You've plowed, but you're a little bit lazy. You haven't you haven't actually sat down and said, I'm working 8 hours a day to build this website and get this website on. I'm going to ask for magical help instead. Well, magical help will help you, but the magical help that Kat Ironwood says is get the website built. Because Kat is that kind of a person. Because Kat is a Taurus, too. And I know a lot about the Knight of Pentacles, who says, well, where's my money? How come I'm not making any money? Well, because your horse ain't walking, because you have to make some work towards getting the word out. And Tauruses are not good at getting the word out. They're good at doing things, but not at getting the word out. So the Knight of Pentacles is a good card for a good start, but things are slow. Also says the economy is slow. Next card is a card that tells me that you probably have some other things going on here as far as life gets in the way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life gets in the way of what you're doing. This is a card called the Four of Coins, and this is a little king who's holding onto his coins. You're a little afraid to venture out. You know what I'm saying? There's things. There may be money issues. There may be family issues. You're holding on to what you got. You need to move forward. Third card is a great card, and that is the Magician. You have the power to do what you want to do, but you need to seize your power. You need to bring into manifestation that which is above, so below, right? You know him. You know magic. You know occultism. So above him he has roses, and below him he has roses and lilies, and round his waist is a snake for a belt, and above his head is an infinity symbol. He's a young man. He's on the road to power, and he controls the four elements that are on the table, the cup, the coin, the sword, and the club. So you have the power. You just need to bring it into manifestation.
Okay.
And being concerned with the little details, that four, the daily things are running you down. Plan, set time aside. Now, I'm going to give you one magical idea, too. And this is from a magical point of view, to make your self better known, because you're not going to be able to do all that you do just locally, all right?
Okay.
So to make yourself better known, you need to be able to work on the Internet. And if you do work on the Internet, one of the ways that I find works very well for me is to put, and since you know about NLP, is to put subliminal imagery in your website.
Yep.
And then one of the ways I do this is to take a picture, whatever it is, in Photoshop, blow it up really, really big. And let's say it's a picture of a candle spell that I've done. It's got a nice red candle and all that. I go in there and I take a red pencil tool in Photoshop and I draw, you know, the success sigil, dollar sign, cent sign, dollar sign, in very... You know, now while the picture is big, much bigger than it'll ever appear on the web, maybe a 2,000 pixels wide picture, and I'm writing success, and I might even write success, to Lucky Mojo in all of our ventures, and I write this in another shade of red in my red candle. You see what I mean? Then when I shrink that picture and I crop it down, you'll never see it. But I took the time to mark that picture as a magical act. And so the magical act of marking the picture, it brings my thought into focus. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that picture, no one has ever said to me, I've told this on the radio a couple of times, and nobody's ever said to me, I could see those success sigils in your picture. They don't see them because, you know. So, and another thing is, use some lodestones. The reason I say this is we've got the Knight of Earth here, and so, you know, use things of the earth to make yourself successful. In fact, I'm going to give you one other thing. Dr. Keone's fantastic Walmart spell. Have you heard of that one?
That one I have not.
Boy, you think she's back yesterday.
I'm going to let Dr. Keone tell you Dr. Keone's fantastic Walmart spell, because he taught it to me, and this thing is dynamite. Okay? Go ahead, tell him.
Yeah, Kat, I'm going to probably miss some points here, but Sam Walton came to me back early in the day when I first started out marketing myself on the internet, and he told me to go to Walmart and get dirt from around the foundation of his building and add it to my mojos, my candle work, et cetera, and that it would cause and help to create success, because dirt from a rich man or from a rich man's garden, you got me, and that has worked tremendously over the years. I mean, it, you know, the proof is in the pudding. But Chad, I might be missing something here. I just remember being told to do that, and you're calling it a spell. So please fill in the blanks for me.
Well, when I say a spell, I mean you did it. That's what I mean. It's a trick. It's a magical act. It's a spell. In other words, I'm not telling everybody that they're going to work with Sam Walton.
Mm-hmm.
But
Sam Walton's
going
to work with me. Yeah, and he works with me. He does.
Right. I call it the Walmart spell. That's just my name for it.
Thank you. Yeah,
I call it Dr. Keone's Walmart spell. But no, what we're talking about is making an ally of a spirit of someone who succeeded financially.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did read it somewhere.
It's all now coming back to me. I swear I wrote it, read it somewhere. So yes, that's a great.
Yeah,
idea.
Well, I'd say it's been 5 or 6 years since Dr. Keone first mentioned this particular one. But just as an example, let's say you wanted to become well known as a person who is a counselor to others. You might go find the grave of someone who was a good counselor. If you wanted to become well known as a rich, you go to the grave of someone who is rich. Many spirits, after transition, many spirits retain an interest in the aspects of life that interested them during life. Not all, but many do. And so if one wants to become a root worker, for instance, and this is what I was taught once by just a man who was a root worker, taught me that he was told by the man who taught him that to go to the grave of another root worker number three here, who is long since dead, and I think might have been the teacher of the guy who was the teacher of the guy who taught me. I'm not sure about that, but he was a famous, well-known person. He was dead. To go lay on his grave and sleep on it all night long. And he did so. And the man who told me this said, yes, and I went and I slept on this man's grave. And, of course, he brought offerings and gifts, and he slept on his grave and said, teach me so that when I wake up in the morning, I'll have learned from you. And he said he woke up and he was a new man because he'd slept on this root worker's grave. So that is that's another kind of sense of a way to do it, if you understand what I'm saying. For instance, if I wanted to be a successful author, I might go sleep on the grave of an author. Now, you don't have to sleep on their grave. Like I said, you could get their dirt. But there is somebody in your world, in the world of your work, life coaching and things like this, there is somebody who attracts you and to whom you are attracted, who has passed from this life, who is in the world of spirit. And that you should seek the help of that spirit.
Okay.
And only you know who that is for you, but you probably already know who I'm talking about.
All right. Great.
Alrighty, let me throw in something here before we let you go, Azrael. And that, because some people are asking this question in the chat room here, blogtalkradio.com/ my hoodoo. What is this? Lucky Mojo.
Lucky Mojo.
Hoodoo. So there's such a long mouthful there, and that is, you get the dirt from around the base of the building, the foundation of the building. Don't get the dirt from out in the parking lot. Don't get the dirt from around the front doors where everybody's walked. Go around to the back of the building, like past shipping or the garden department, all the way in the back. of the building if you can get there. And usually there is some easement there so that you can, because that's how they're built. And, you know, take yourself a little a bag real quick and a metal spoon, and then right next to the foundation, the dirt must come from be in contact with that building. It must be in contact with that building. And get some of that dirt from there, and then you can put it. I still have it. In one of the bottles I got from you, Prosperity Oil, years ago, Kat. It's in that bottle, you see. It's in that bottle, you see, and put it in your oils. Put it in your powders. Put it in your mojo bags. You know, sprinkle a little bit in your garden or in your flower bed around your front door, and you're going to bring that prosperity in to you. I tell you, I did that. Sam Walton came to me in a dream. I was in his first store, and he told me, he says, young man, this is what you'll do, and you will never, ever, ever lack again, and you will be a commercial success. And I'd be damned if he wasn't. I'd be blessed. He was right.
Exactly. And this is also one of the reasons that when we have the I teach a course, correspondence course in Hoodoo, and people, one of their assignments, the students in the course must turn in graveyard dirt. And so many of them turn in very extra special dirt, graveyard dirt, because they want to have contact with that spirit. But as Dr. Keone shows you, it need not be with the graveyard dirt even, just the place where that person's success was. So, you know, some people will make a pilgrimage to the grave, but and for the purposes of the course, they do. But there are people who, for instance, let's say you wanted to buy a house. And I've talked about this just very recently. You want to buy a house, it's on the market, you want your loan to be approved, go to that property and take dirt from the four corners of that property. In other words, you can own what there is, not just through the grave, but also through a place, you see? The spirit of the place, says Nagashiva in the chat room. That's exactly what it is, the spirit of the place.
Yeah, and
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say with Sam Walton, I didn't mean to talk over you there. I'm just really excited about this. You brought it up. With Sam Walton, his philosophy and spirit pervades Walmart and all of their stores. I think that's the magical part, that connection that's there. You know, his philosophy, you know, behind that success and the way he marketed his stores and so forth. And that's what I felt when I used his dirt. I felt a connection to him through that dirt, even though I didn't get it from his grave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Paco says in the chat room, that's how he got his house. Or she, I don't know who Paco is. Paco is a man or a woman, but says yes, that's how they got their house, and so that's another way to do it. And of course, everyone's heard about money from the bank. Everyone's heard about money from the bank. You go into the bank and you get dirt from the four corners of the bank. If they have a landscaping around them, and you go in and you change your money there. Have you ever heard that one, Dr. K? You take in a 20. You say I want $2 bills or whatever, I want $21 bills, and you have their dirt, and then you say, you know, this bank has money, so let me have money, and you give that money out in change to your customers.
It works.
And another one, Nagashiva mentions courthouse dirt, same thing. If you want to work on the judge and you want to work on the jury and you want to do that, you get the dirt from around the courthouse and work it that way. All right, so I think we've covered a lot more ground here than NLP, but that is some of the things that can be done. In essence, you're getting the endorsement of a spirit or the endorsement of the spirit of a place.
Amen. Okay.
All right. Thanks very much for your call, and I call back again or write me again or later, because I want to see your website. But and we're going to check you out, and we're going to see how we can get you to be a better known. All right.
Okay. Yes, I've already muted his mic, but I know Israel is hearing us here, and
okay.
So we do want him to follow up with us. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour as we're coming up on the top of the hour at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can hear us every Sunday here on blogtalkradio.com/ the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. I'm your host, Dr. Keone, along with our co-hostess, Kat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, and we're ready to take another call. Kat, who you got?
I have here Mojo Mama, and Mojo Mama is 970 area code, 970 in Colorado. Is that person available?
Okay. Yes, she is.
All right. Now, it says here a brief description of your situation, and I'm going to tell you, Mojo Mama went on. So I'm going to hit the highlights because we could be reading this thing all day. My ex-husband, the father of my kids, hasn't paid child support in over 2 years. He now owes over $17,000 in back child support. He even had a song posted on MySpace he wrote called Deadbeat Dad, saying how he wasn't going to pay child support. He is living in Alabama, claims he hasn't worked in several years. He hasn't had anything to do with the children since I moved out here to Colorado 4 years ago, with the exception of one visit during which he only spent a few minutes with the kids. It was obvious he was only coming out to see me, and I sent someone else there to meet him with the kids. He said that he has no intention of paying child support because I moved out. He has only seen the kids once in the year before I moved. Had he shown any interest in him, I would not have left. I almost lost the house I was renting last year and was doing without food so my kids could eat. I appealed to him. He read the post. He did not respond. I know he's getting money from somewhere because he's been frequenting the local pagan shop. He seeks out my old friends back home, whines, complains, tells outright lies about me, and has actually managed to win some of them over. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here. He views withholding child support as a means of punishing me, but it's my kid who suffers most. Child support services have been involved for years, but no progress is being made. Meanwhile, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills this winter, much less get Christmas. And this goes on. This is a long letter. I just found out bill collectors took a bunch of money out of my bank account. I now have only $650 in the bank. I need $750 to pay rent. This doesn't even include power, water, gas, et cetera. And this person needs help. Okay. That's Mojo Mama.
Mojo Mama, you are live. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hi, how are
you? Can you hear?
Hello.
Pretty good. I've had some good things happen since, thanks to prayers to Saint Expedite. A friend actually helped me out with some money to help cover rent, and then another friend has promised to help me with Christmas for my kids because Toys for Tots isn't operating this year in my town.
Oh, well, that's good. Good. Well, that means you're
a little bit of immediate relief.
Well, then you owe thanks to Saint Expedite. So, and nice. Since that was your prayer, you owe Saint Expedite some pound cake and some flowers, right?
Yep.
All right. Don't forget to reward Saint Expedite when he comes through. Well, that's good news. All right. So what I'm gonna ask Dr. K here, and I'm asking on your behalf, is we know the situation is bad. We know this man is proud of the fact that he pays no child support. What can she do?
Well, the question is, what does she want to happen? You know, obviously, I understand she needs finances, and do you have a job? You know, what are you doing in the mundane, and what do you want to see occur in your life? That way I can tell you what to do.
Well, I actually have two jobs. I wind up working about 14 hours a day between two jobs and going to school full time. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah,
okay.
And it's still, you know, barely making it. It almost seems like the more, you know, the more I work, the less money I have. That's why I kind of wonder what might be going on, if I'm, you know, might be hoodooed in some way.
Okay, so that's
by
the
him
first
or by
thing you want to know, whether or not you've been hoodooed.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been held under in some way that's unnatural, and what you can do to take this off you so that you can get ahead.
He's been out of the boy's life so long now that, you know, they don't really remember him. So if, you know, if he doesn't, you know, step up and be a dad, you know, that part isn't the part that bothers me so much, is the fact that, you know, the kids suffer financially, and you know. Mm-hmm. And I hate asking anybody for help.
Right. Well, I see that you're being held down in three different places, and it seems as if, from what I see here, that water is being used. So yes, you are being, you have been hoodooed for sure, and it's almost as if it feels like you are drowning at times. And it sounds like I've heard you say that in the spirit realm, that you are drowning. And I get that with you here. It is interesting that we started to show off about putting people under stones at the water's edge, because that's the imagery I am picking up around you. However, I see that things are going to change for you. And the Four of Wands says things are going to change for you in a very, very significant way. Now, have you divorced him yet?
We've been divorced for years, yeah.
You have? Okay. And you
have
been divorced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and there
all
is
right.
a child support order that has been in place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Things are going to turn around for you here. I ask that because it appears to me that we need to do something to this man, okay? There is retribution that needs to be done to this man as part of the work. He doesn't want to have anything to do with the children, so he shouldn't even be trying to have anything to do with you. And I continue to feel the energy as if he is still connected to you in some kind of way other than because of the kids, okay? And so that's part of the work here, to break the energy and the tie that he has there, because it is controlling this situation. The outcome is the Six of Wands, and so that is really, really good. But it also says to me here that we have to do quite a bit of work with lights, Kat. Quite a bit of fire is what I'm getting here, both with the Four of Wands and with the Six of Wands. So we're talking quite a bit of candle work. Crown of Success is what I am seeing and picking up right now with Jupiter in Leo, also with Venus in Aries. So we're looking at Crown of Success type work. We're also looking at work here that would get you favorable attention on your job for promotion. So I believe that that's something that you want to do as well, so that you look good and look me over products that Kat has here.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I would recommend here in this particular situation. But this is an ongoing work. It's not going to be a one-time spell for you. I have a fifth card, Kat. It is the Six of Stones for success. So I'm getting the feeling here that over a period of about the next 4 to 6 months here, things will turn around for you as you follow our advice. But what is really important here is cutting the connection to this man, all right? So I know you say that you're divorced from him, but what other connection is there? Why am I telling you this?
Well, I haven't spoken to him in years. So I don't know, as far as for connections or anything. I mean, we don't even have any kind of, Facebook connections or MySpace. At one point, I had set up a MySpace account for the, in the kid's name, just so that I could, post updates. But he showed no interest in hearing about the updates. So, unless you say, hey, I want to hear something, I'm not going to spend time that I don't have to spend. And I think it's interesting
you
said about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I just want to cut in here. You did mention, though, that he had been turning some of your old-time friends, you mentioned at the pagan shops, against you. In other words, he's been saying things about you.
Right, and I've heard it through some people that I know there who have kind of reported, that they try to keep their ear to the ground to try to help me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
What I'm seeing here is that you don't have that. In other words, he's a vindictive person, obviously vindictive,
mm-hmm.
and there are. I mean, and people in the chat room are saying, he needs to be. You need retribution. I don't know that doing retribution is your way. It would be better just to get the child support money. than to kill him. Because killing him, you know, sending him to the grave, that's not going to get the child support money. And he said the children don't even remember him. So,
and he's been, and I actually saw, when I was doing just, a search myself just to see if I could get any information as to where he's living or anything. I did like a Yahoo search and found that he had actually been, he is a veteran. But which irritates me because he could provide their insurance for free, but he won't even sign up for that. He was claiming on a forum that he was a combat veteran, and he was not. And that just incensed me, and I walked around for 3 days, cussing under my breath because of it, because I just felt it was just a disrespect for all the people who fight and die in combat zones for someone who wasn't in combat to claim that he was.
Yeah, but see, there still is a tie, and the tie is mental. I think he has something on you, and I think you need to, I shouldn't say need to. If I were you, I tend to always say you need to do this, and I don't. What I would do, if I were you, would be, I know this sounds real harsh, honey, consider you had the children out of wedlock in the woods. Mm-hmm. This man is, you got pregnant with a wild animal and he's run off.
Right. I've actually told people would have been better off had it been a one-night stand. I wouldn't have expected him to do what he should do,
Right. And so what I would do is a ceremony of cutting, clearing, and banishing forever to the outer darkness, close the iron door forever, adios, farewell, goodbye. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, his speech on you will not hurt you. His speech on himself, he's a liar. His lies will not hurt you. So if it were me, I would get some help. I think that you do need the help of others. And I don't necessarily mean only the possibility of a root worker might help you, but friends may help you. I have here the Three of Cups. So there's his,
and I have a friend who is a root worker.
Who's
in the same town with him. So and she's been trying to help me. So
yeah, you need we need a three people minimum, a Three of Cups, to create a break from this person, fence it off, and to bless you and the children. I don't think that cursing him to doom is not worth your time. The man is in his own nightmare, and his lies are known, and he is a liar. And just let it be. Try not to mention it to the children because it's not their fault.
I don't even talk about him much to the children. Yeah.
Good. That's probably for the best. The next card I get is a card that says the children are really all right. Six of Cups, and this shows a little children sharing little cups which have little white flowers in them, and they're in a courtyard. They're all safe. They're happy. Behind, way in the background, we see a man with his back turned to the children. There we go. Man has turned his back on the children. The children are all right. All right. And so the children need love. The children need their innocent time, the white flowers or the jasmine flowers. They are psychic flowers. And so the children have some spiritual knowledge. They're good children. Okay? And then the third card is he's hiding his money, just in case we needed to know that.
Oh, yeah.
That is the Six of Pentacles. That's the merchant who pretends to be giving out money to the poor, but he's palming some of the money. And so we just know that he's a liar. But I really think that you need support and help of your community and friends to keep you afloat. Do you have anybody else close in your life, a lover in your life now?
Well, one's kind of starting, yeah.
Good,
and it's
all right.
Really seems to be promising.
So. Because, I see here, Dr. K just wrote, she won't get the money. Son of Stones reverse says no. Yeah, and that's Six of Pentacles, same thing. You're not going to get the money from him. But I'm seeing that another lover is coming into your life. And that things are going to change. Not that a woman needs a lover to help her raise her kids, but this is going to float your spirit higher too. there's something good coming, and it's called the Knight of Wands. So this is a rescuing knight, and he is he's not like the Knight of Swords, who's a rescuing knight, is a little discombobulated. This is a very orderly rescuing knight. He's a good man. He's strong. He's physically competent. He has some ancient wisdom. There's the Great Pyramids behind him. And this knight is coming to you to help. So there you go. There's somebody, and I'm not saying, again, I don't want anyone listening to my voice think that a woman needs to have a man to help her raise children. But I'm just saying this situation is going to, love is going to help here. There's something coming. Okay?
Yeah, and one thing I thought was interesting when you said about Dr. Keone, about the drowning. I have a chronic disease which is causes vertigo, and it's due to a fluid buildup in my inner ear. And it gets worse in stress, and usually about three times a year, I wind up basically looking like, you know, having an attack where I look like a staggering drunk and wind up having to go to the emergency room to get it, you know, basically to get pumped full of Valium to get it back into, right way around.
That makes perfect sense. That makes good sense. I'm glad you mentioned it. Sometimes when we read the cards and we get what we call a hit, you know, we get it right. Mm-hmm. And if the client or sitter does not tell us we get it right, sometimes we wonder, why did I say that? And then they tell us, and we go, thank you.
and I'm a Leo and also a fire dragon. So, in the Chinese zodiac, so I'm very, very fire. So the physical water part, and the fact that, my hands and feet, I've had swelling in my hands and feet, and, it just tells me I don't process water very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got a lot of water around you. That's why I was saying you need to counter this with a lot of fire, which is, candle work, because that's the opposite of water. You see something fire. And I think that is going to actually help you, but you need to keep it going, ongoing. And it's also going to help you financially as well, if you do those other things that we've mentioned here, the crown and success, et cetera, and financial work. It's going to help you in that area, but it's going to also mitigate what is being done to you, and you will notice the difference physically.
Yeah, and I do. I see what you're saying, Dr. K, is so true, that if you have a choice of the kind of root work to do, whether it's to make a mojo, to make a dolly, to burn candles, to bathe, to cleanse in waters, what Dr. K is saying is you personally should choose fire as your way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have, in this place that I just moved into, I prayed for this place that I could afford that would have, I wound up in a place that a lot bigger place for the same amount of money and closer to work. And I got to thinking, it's like, okay, the building sits at a 3-point crossroads. It's on a road that has a name in it that is sacred to Pambagira. It has in it, a block from it's a block from a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
That I can, easily just walk through at night and nobody noticed, And I walked.
Good.
Down, and
well,
I,
this is
why I get offered thanks that way. And I was wondering if I should offer thanks to San Expedite in that graveyard as well.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying, you see, you're a very attuned person. You're attuned to signs, and you understand these signs. And I just might mention, too, that Knight of Wands I got, that's a fire knight also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that these are the things that you have been led to where you're going to be. You're turning the corner already, and you just have to cut all the remnant spiritual channels that connect you to this man. You might even want to undertake an exercise such as the personal. This is not from hoodoo, but this is a personal exercise that I learned from the writings of the poet Robert Graves. He had an unfortunate love affair, and he had to discipline himself to never say again the name of the person who had hurt him. And first he started off never saying this specific person's name, first and last name, but then he began to realize that even if he said the last name or the first name, and so he came up, and being a poet and being a writer and being a speaker, he had to come up with ways to not say that name. And that might be something you might want to, in other words, to continually, it's like doing a martial arts move, where you kind of like, you just deflect it. You know what I'm saying? Just deflect it. right? Okay. Don't go on Facebook. Don't block him. You know what I mean? Don't let him. You know, if people talk, if people say, "Do you know what so and so did today?" You say, "I can no longer discuss this person with you."
Mm-hmm.
And if they discuss it again, dip in your business. Just block them. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that means cut with fire. Cut with fire.
And just a really quick also thank you. I ordered some products from you the other day, and the day they came in, I was talking to a coworker and trying to tell her how to make a honey jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home, like, you know, 30 minutes later, lo and behold, there was my package, and in that was a flyer that instructed how to use a honey jar. So I ran back to work, Xeroxed it, and handed it to her. I was like, this is for you.
That's great. Well, sometimes these things work out. All right. Well, thanks for your call, and I hope we were able to help.
And thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you, babe.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, that was an interesting call, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Okay. So we're ready for another call as we wind it down here.
Well, I believe we have another 15 minutes or so. You want me to take another one off of my group here?
I got one here.
You do? Okay, good. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is area code 917. The name of the caller is Road Runner. Area code 917 is calling from New York. The synopsis of the case is for court case help. A neophyte lawyer wants the defendant to lie. She says that there is verbal harassment and threats from those involved in the case or the incident. And I believe that this is a court case that is coming up rather quickly here. So area code 917, Roadrunner, you are on the air here, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Kat Ironwood and myself, Dr. K. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Good to have you.
Okay, well, your phone's cutting out a little bit for me, so speak clearly if you can.
Okay, hold on. The reason why I probably was doing that because I had the speakerphone on.
Ah, okay, there we go. Now it sounds much better.
Okay, this is better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you caught me on surprise for a minute. Okay, well, this has been going on for a little while. This happened in the end of May, and it involves my daughter's father. I don't know why, he seems to be a magnet for these sort of things, but hold on, I'm just like discombobulated here a little bit. This is one thing out of a much broader part of other things that are going on, but he seems to be a target for like people in the neighborhood, and this little boy, I believe he's lying, because he's not going to come out of his way and actually physically assault someone, not a child. We have a child. Mm-hmm. We don't even want to do any corporal punishment for our daughter. So how would he go outside and hit a stranger's child? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is...
So wait a minute, who accused him? The child? The child's parents?
No, the parent was upstairs. This is happening like about 10, 11 o'clock at night. And school was in session around this time. And he was outside. He went to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen a boy approaching him. The boy's on a scooter or a skateboard or something. And he sees a boy approaching him, so he gets out the way and goes the other side of the street. Because, you know, the boy seems to be like following him. It's very strange. I understand, because I wasn't there. I'm just getting this secondhand from him. He comes back across the street, and he's about to go into the store, and he gets hit blindsided by this child. So he turns around and is like, what happened? So he decides to go further up the block, and the first person he speaks to is a woman on the phone. When he speaks to the woman on the phone, he doesn't realize the boy is behind him. And the woman just starts talking to the boy, saying, what happened? All of a sudden, from what I understand, because like I said, I'm getting this secondhand, the woman's husband comes out, beats him. He starts asking for the police, my daughter's father. He starts asking for the police, and he's laying on the ground getting kicked and everything. He calls the police. The woman says, okay, I'm going to fix you. You want the police? I'm going to call the police on you. So they physically beat him. He gets arrested, and the boy at the whole time doesn't say anything. Never one time did he hear the boy say anything. And when he's in front of the police, He says in front of the boy, says to the, in front of the police rather, for the boy, says, did I say anything to you? Did I touch you? And then the people in the crowd, because I don't know where the crowd come from, probably the people that were beating him, mm-hmm. ask him, you know, tell him, say yes, say yes, say he did it, say he did it. So now we have to go through this entire trial. Well, they asked him to have the trial dismissed, but he said no, because he wants to go on trial, because the only way for him to get any sort of relief from what had happened was to get that woman who made the false accusation to be charged, but we can't do that until the case is over. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Wow. Wow. All right. Wow. Dr. K, what do you think of this?
I'm like Steve Martin. I am so confused. What I see here is that some kind of juju was done on your husband to bring about bad luck on your husband. That's the first thing I see here.
Me too. Okay. What I get here is the Five of Wands. That's conflict, but that's not that bad of a conflict. Followed by the Ten of Swords, followed by the Seven of Swords. All right. So what
that's
I'm seeing
nine
is
of swords. Mm-hmm.
You okay? Right. All right. So what I'm seeing is he has some enemy, but the enemy has nothing to do with his child or that woman. In other words,
right.
They didn't lay in wait for him. Somebody made it so that he would be thrown into the shark pool.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
I feel energy from him all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was done on him. This, in other words, the form it took was just the form it took. In other words, it's not the woman. She may be a terrible person. She may be a liar. She may be stupid. Her husband, all these people, they all may be stupid. But they, something, it was like a dramatic way. It's like some sort of pixie dust was scattered in their faces and they all come out fighting, you know?
I understand. Someone shot an arrow and hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Does your husband have a former wife or baby's mama besides?
No.
Besides you?
No. Mm-hmm. Before he met me, he was involved with a woman, but she wasn't too bright. I don't think she would do this. I kind of doubt it.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over you, but that I'm tracing this back to a woman with a child. The Lover's card is reversed here in the present. The Six of Swords is in the future with the Star card here, so in the outcome. So this is somebody with whom he was definitely, because it's the Mother of Cups, so this is somebody with whom there was a connection here, and that is the culprit who put this on your husband. Yeah?
Well, in our neighborhood, I don't know, because in our neighborhood, I live in a Hispanic neighborhood, and, you know, there's a lot of botanicas and a lot of stuff around us, and I was thinking maybe it's one of the teenagers or somebody else, because I've always gotten the feeling that why is everybody bothering him? Because this is not the first time. Some other thing has happened to him just recently, someone trying to push him down some stairs, and it was a child.
Yeah.
Teenager.
Well, you know, it's funny. Now, in the chat room, people are saying, and you don't have to answer this. Someone wrote, is this happening in Brooklyn, Bronx, or Queens?
Bronx.
All right, well, now they got the answer they wanted. Don't mean nothing to me, but somebody said here that they seem to think they know what this is all about. But they may not. They just may be getting an idea of it, too. I don't think that this is, like you said, there's all these botanicas and all this and the other. Yeah, that's where the products may come from, and that's where the information and the education to use this kind of work may come from. Somebody has it in for him, and it is causing him to be crossed or cursed. He needs an uncrossing immediately.
Would an egg bath have? Because he's not going to do any of this stuff. I believe in this stuff. He's not going to do it. He's not going to be a willing participant. Is there any way for me to uncross him without actually physically touching him, or do like an egg? Or I got one of those broom straw things, the whisk.
Yes,
can I do something like that? Will that help?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. You mentioned an egg cleansing, and again, you don't need to answer, but what is your ethnicity? Are you Hispanic too, African-American, Hispanic? What's your husband?
Yes, both. I'm African-American, Hispanic. He's white.
You're all right.
The people in this neighborhood are not very nice to him.
No. Now I'm beginning to see a picture here. All right. So he's white. You're African-American, Hispanic. The neighborhood is mostly Hispanic. Somebody has it in for him. Somebody really has it in for him, and they are trying to – anything bad that goes – they're just trying to make it so that it if anyone's going to step in a mess, he's the one who's going to step in the mess. And you said he doesn't like this kind of stuff, and he doesn't know how to cleanse himself. This kind of stuff is flying by, and he doesn't know how stars in the sky so kindly and quietly says, perhaps they do not like him because he's Caucasian. Well, yes, stars, that is
exactly. He's also a little antisocial because he doesn't want to be bothered with most people. But my question is this. I do have a question, though. Near the house where this occurred, someone had a sign up saying readings, and it happened, and it's attached to that same building. I'm thinking maybe those people had done something after the fact. Is that possible?
That is possible, too. I'm going to say that we're going to start with protection, okay? And uncrossing, or actually, we're going to start with uncrossing and protection.
Okay.
And if he doesn't like it, I think he's just going to have to learn to like it because he's living in a culture where it's happening all around him. And it's one thing to say, well, you know, he's Caucasian, he don't do that stuff. I think you're just going to say to him, honey, this has happened, please try it my way, okay? And see if you can get him. At Nagashiva points out, does she do his laundry? I know where he's going with that.
No, he does his own laundry. But I could still sneak some stuff into his laundry. I could see stuff in his hot... into his sock, maybe, like the bath crystals or something.
Yes, you need to protect his shoes. You need to protect his shoes where he walks because he's walking in things that have been set for him. This man is in a way, he's been targeted, and it is based on race, and maybe it's based on something, and there's conflict. But then when we get the Ten of Swords, it reminds me of that old movie, Murder on the Orient Express. If anyone remembers that movie, it's where they, I don't want to give away the plot, okay? But it's the Ten of Swords. It's like there's more than one culprit here, okay? And he needs some cleansing. He needs some help. And he needs some protection. So first of all, uncrossing. And then if you can put that something in his shoes, if you can get him to wear something, you can make an enchanted or you can get someone like me to make an enchanted piece of jewelry for him that he does not need to know has been...
He won't wear jewelry.
He doesn't even wear a ring? Does he wear a ring?
He just wears a watch. He just wears a watch. He won't wear a ring.
Can you buy him a watch?
No, he's got his own watch. He's too picky.
All right, we're just going to go to the next one. We don't need to make excuses for him. When you buy him clothing or when he buys his own clothing, you can sew protection into the seams, okay? You can wash it in the laundry. You can get his hair shampoo, and you can put a few drops of a little something into that. He needs protection, and he needs it on an ongoing basis, whether he knows it or not. You can get it into any – does he ever put any kind of products in his hair? Put it in there. Now, he's Caucasian, so he doesn't probably have dry hair. He probably has oily hair.
But he has lotion on his hands.
Lotion on his hands. Put something in the lotion then. But I – you know, and any kind of – I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but he needs protection. If you can in any way, whether he believes it or doesn't believe it, even to the point of blessing some coins and giving him change for a dollar, you know what I'm saying? He needs stuff on him. He's in a problem. It's just a problem all around him. Maybe he'll come to believe it someday, but he doesn't believe it now. Now, once you get him protected, once you get him uncrossed and get him protected, we still have the court case, all right? So let's quickly look at that. That situation, he's a little too proud, and he has been he has not been as understanding of what's going on with him because of his sense of security and self. He doesn't understand. He needs to have some honey jar work done to get the judge to be on his side. Okay. And you know what I'm saying? There is someone, and Dr. K just posted this, there is someone working very aggressively here.
It is. Okay. So the thing is...
This woman actually seems to lead a house. She's very much what we would call like a madrina or in Palo. She has her own set of followers. That's why I asked you, did she have children? Because she has God children.
Okay.
So
well, I'm going to tell you something, Dr.
Kate.
You had given me, I had spoken to you a couple years back, and you told me to get him out of my house. You had actually given me a remedial thing. You told me to get him out of the house. I'm like, well, why? I can't really get him out of the house because I need him here. Now it's come to the point where things are getting to the point where it's too much. So
I had no idea I spoke to you
that.
Before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I see here that 10 people, like I said, 10 of swords, 10 people have attacked him, and that's what he's saying, her godchildren. When you say you can't get him out of the house because you need him, are you in love with him, is it a marriage?
No, he's a financial provider for the home.
Mm-hmm.
He's my, you know, he's that, you know, he's my, you know,
right.
We're here. You know?
Right, I understand. Well, our time is up. If you want to keep him around, you need to protect him.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right.
I appreciate it. Thank
all
you so much.
You're welcome.
All
now,
right.
You know, Kat, I'll just say this. Dumb, and dumb. Because I hope you get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
People, if I tell you to do something, don't let me swear on the Lord's name. But gosh darn it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't become back 2-3 years later complaining about this kind of stuff. It makes me mad, Doug. Doug, really, it tore my, it fries my panties. It really does.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for a dramatic ending to another good show.
You can always count on me. Thank you, Kat. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour brought to you by DrKeone.com and LuckyMojo.com. The Lucky Mojo Curio Company for spiritual supplies and spiritual curios, Forestville, California. Join us next 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, along with my co-host, Kat Ironwood. You're here to hear the familiar strain of the Grand Walk. As we bring you another edition of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour. And that, you can hear this show online right here at Blog Talk Radio Lucky Mojo Radio. I get it, it's right. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour right here on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be available to you in about an hour or so. And share it with your friends. We'll have it uploaded to iTunes, iPod, a podcast directory here tomorrow afternoon. So thank you very much, and God bless.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.